This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is For a Better Life from IRIB English Radio. I am your host, Sayyid Mahdi Tawakkol. I am at your service to talk about another strategy that helps us enjoy a more appropriate life based on the concepts of the Quran and Islamic narrations. In this episode of the program, I am going to be talking about the necessity of helping the religion of Allah. It is proven in its place that the last religion that God has sent down to His servants is the religion of Islam. This religion contains all the necessary teachings for a good life, both in this world and in the hereafter. I mean reaching salvation in the next world. We who are considered to be from the Ummah of the Prophet Muhammad have the duty to protect this great divine blessing that is Islam. Islam is indeed one of the greatest of blessings and mercies of Allah. Because God says in the Quran, on the day when the Prophet explained the last part of Islam to people, Al-Yawm Akmaltu Lakum Dinakum. Today I have completed for you your religion. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And also completed my blessing upon you. Pay attention to the word an-ni'mah, the blessing. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And satisfied with Islam to be your religion. The sentence أَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي points to the fact that Islam is the most complete form of Allah's blessing. Of course, it needs a long discussion to prove how Islam is regarded as the most perfect religion and how it can offer all the required things for enjoying a perfect worldly and spiritual life, but talking about it is beyond the scope of our today's short speech. I take this fact as granted and talk more about the topic of what I introduced at the beginning of my today talk, which is that we have to protect Islam and do our best to implement Islamic teachings. When we regard Islam as a great mercy of Allah, that His conducts and His teachings help us live the best life, we have to thank Allah for this blessing. And one of the ways of thanking Him is to support His religion. Let me give an example to make my point more understandable. One of the teachings of Islam is to observe chastity in society. Now, if we observe that there are some people who are in favor of promiscuity, or if we see women in Islamic society do not observe their religious hijab, or men say inappropriate words to women, and the society are moving towards lust and sexual practice, the committed and the faithful people must stop it. They must create a barrier against it and prevent it from spreading. If they do not do this, and the teachings of Islam on chastity are not implemented, it won't be long until corruption will become rampant and totally widespread. Unchaste people will change the world to a place for looking for forbidden pleasures and for looking for lust. Then, as a result, remembering Allah will be forgotten, and people will not think about the presence of Allah in the society. They will no longer consider His role in life. People forget their relationship with God, and instead of worshipping Him, they turn to obedience to their carnal desires and acting in accordance to the temptations of the Satan. Let's go for a short break, and I will be back soon.
Allah, yeah, Allah, guide
I was saying that the religion of Allah, which is the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet, is the greatest mercy of Allah. If this religion be practiced fully, people will have the best form of life both in this world and in the eternal world of the hereafter. We as Muslims are responsible to support this religion. We should not leave it alone to be changed and harmed by the desires of worldly people. Unfortunately, there are some people that when they see that Islamic rulings are easily ignored, they say to themselves that it is not our concern, it is not our business to do something. They would say that everyone knows what to do and what not to do. But the fact is that it is despite the many verses of the Quran that they condemn those who are indifferent. Those people who are inattentive, and those verses promise these people to be punished. Imam Ali, in one of his sayings, when he sees that some people remain inattentive when they see that the religion of Allah should be supported, states, خَذَلُوا الْحَقْ وَلَمْ يَنْصُرُوا الْبَاطِلِ. They abandoned right even though they did not support the wrong. The Imam said it when he asked some people to support him to act against a corruption that took place in his society. But those people refused to aim the Imam, and they preferred to remain silent and neutral. The Imam says about them that they خَذَلُوا الْحَقْ, they abandoned the truth and the right, which is the religion, وَلَمْ يَنْصُرُوا الْبَاطِلِ, even though they did not support the corruption. But not defending the religion by itself is a blameworthy issue. Allah says in the Quran, إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. Only if you support Allah, Allah will support you and make your steps firm. To support Allah means to protect His religion, to protect the Quran, the Prophet and his household, and to support those who want to practice Islam. Being inattentive when we see Islam and Muslims need help is a sign of unbelief or the lack of faith. Let me add that not supporting Islam is a form of being ungrateful to Allah as well. As I said, Islam is the highest blessing of God. Our religion helps us to maintain peace and have the best form of life. Being indifferent to this great divine blessing is a sign of ungratefulness. And whoever is ungrateful will be punished by Allah. If Islam is not practiced in life, and if corruption spreads, those who are looking for illegitimate worldly pleasures will step by step narrow the field for the believers. They will take the believers' rights, will deprive them from having a comfortable life in this world. For this reason, at the first spark that it is observed some people are attacking or harming Islam, it should be stopped quickly so that the corruption does not take root. Being indifferent in such situations is what the weak and unable people do. Staying silent and not reacting is a sign of ignorance and a sign of lacking a correct vision and the lack of understanding about the reality. Just if we see that someone steals a part of our property, we will quickly react strongly and take action against him. Our religion is our most valuable asset. That if we see it is going to be stolen by the unbelievers, we should do something. As a result, just as one should not support corruption, remaining inattentive about the corrupt is also highly condemned in Islam, and remaining silent here gradually leads to the deprivation of enjoying a healthy life even in this world. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.